أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يهدي للذين يرثون الأرض من بعد أهلها أن لو نشاء أصبناهم بذنوبهم ونطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يسمعون. تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها ولقد جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا من قبل كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 100 and number 101 of Surah Al-A'raf. The last discussion, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked the question that are we so fearless of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that the thought of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's azab does not come to our minds. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls upon all those that are reciters of the Quran Sharif. Obviously the first reciters would be the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but this does not refer to them. The listeners of the Quran, and that would be the Quraysh of Makkah, and then of course the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَلَّوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who inherited the land after, are they not guided by the fact that the people of the lands who were destroyed, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may seize them because of their sins. Allah ta'ala described the history, the life of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam of the past, whether it was Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, or Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, and all the other communities, that they became disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam had come to them and Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them. Now are we not guided by this fact that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this not sufficient to show us? Is it not sufficient to make it apparent to us that disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disobedience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And فَأَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken them to task. Allah had seized them because of the sins. We needed to be guided by all of this. Besides them, we will see globally, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with those that become disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what should also guide us towards the hidayat, guide us towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next, Allah ta'ala says, وَنَطْبَعُوا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And we seal their hearts, we place a seal upon the hearts, فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, then they are unable to hear. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this concept of taba in this ayah and in the next ayah. Then we will find in Surah Tathfif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the concept of rain, ra, ya, noon in Arabic, kalla, bal, rana ala qulubihim, ma kanu yaksibun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the spiritual heart of insan such that when a person commits a sin, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a black spot comes onto that clean sheet, and then another sin, and then another black spot, and then these black spots continue. If a person, obviously we are all sinners, we are insan, we break the commandments of Allah, there are acts of disobedience, there's errors, there's slip-ups, but obviously what we are required to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the absence of tawbah, when this spiritual heart becomes so black, then a person is unable to differentiate between right from wrong, and a person is unable to then understand what is right, what is wrong. There is a great deal of perversion insofar as haqq and batil is concerned, what is right and what is wrong. A person will do the wrong and he'll believe he is right, and a person will never want to change from that wrong to that right. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about here, that wa natba'u. Allah ta'ala is saying that we seal, we place the seal ala qulubihim, upon their hearts, fahum la yasma'un. Leave the fact that they will not understand, they will not even hear. And we find this when arrogance reaches his heights, man does not want to even listen to the truth. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this concept, and Allah ta'ala safeguard us that the important aspect is to continuously make tawbah, to continuously seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تِلْكَ الْقُرَى نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the cities, these are the inhabitants, نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا, that we continuously, we relate to you, eat their tides, their tales, their stories. The word naba in Arabic actually means it is a great story. Whether it was the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the event was an important and a great event, and all like that, all the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam. So we narrate to you, we relate to you the events. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. The very important aspect is that certainly rusuluhum, their prophets had gone to them bil bayyinat, with the clear signs. The fact that nubuwat has been attached to a human being, to a Nabi of Allah, that in itself is a very great sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apart from the fact that Allah ta'ala had given so many anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam so many miracles. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ. Then they were not to believe, they were not to bring iman in that which they had disobeyed, they had disbelieved from before. That when they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became so wayward that they could not turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except of course those whom Allah had given tawfiq thereafter. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the seal upon the hearts of the disbelievers, that time and time again, the warning from Allah, the message from Allah, the message from the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah, in our case, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but man was not going to listen, and because فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, because they went crooked, they went wayward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made their hearts also crooked. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us, and may Allah ta'ala keep us on the siratul mustaqim, and Allah continuously give us a tawfiq to turn towards Allah ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.